This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And good morning, and yes, we can say it is race day today along the Gulf Coast at 8:06. Good morning. Welcome to Full Throttle Racing with Kane, right here on FM Talk 106.5. And later today, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing. And actually going to be representing them today right after the show at Mary G. Montgomery High School. Pretty cool thing going on. Charity fire truck pull. It's the ultimate tug of war challenge. They've got teams out there, two adult divisions. It's brought to you by the Sims Volunteer Fire Department, and all the proceeds are benefiting Transplant Kids, which is a nonprofit organization. David Miller, who's actually a transplant person himself, has actually got it all going on. They invited us out there, and David Miller, a big fan of racing and a big part of it. So looking forward to head out to Mary G. Montgomery. Maybe we'll be able to catch you after the show. Now today's show, wow, hang on. Tim Bryant's on the line. In just a minute, we'll bring him on for the season finale at Mobile International Speedway. Finally got it in. I think we were talking off the air. I think this race is maybe the third time we've had to redo it because of rain. It's beautiful, and only $5 to get into the grandstands. And also, hey, a huge thing going on is a car show. You know, obviously this weekend, if you've been traveling on the interstate, you've seen tons of 57 Chevys down here, all sorts of cool rat rods heading over to Biloxi for cruising the coast. Well, that wraps up tomorrow, and there's a huge car show next weekend in Foley at a Foley Assembly of God. And this is going to be cool because all the awards going to be a ton of them. All the proceeds benefit Alabama Teen Challenge. And we've got Pastor Judd Sessions going to join us. Tell us a little about this car show. Second year they've done it. Matt Weaver has got a pretty cool job. He's up in Charlotte now. He'll join us for the rundown last night's Nationwide race. Eight races now that Nationwide Series races that Kyle Busch has got. He did a great job last night. He's also got news on IndyCar. And how about Dario Franchitti after that terrible wreck last weekend? Out of the hospital already in Indianapolis. That's amazing. And then we can't forget about Dustin Long with MRN. So lots to cover today. He's got all the rundown of Charlotte tonight. And big news with Martin Truex possibly going to Furniture Row Racing. Will Napa join him? We'll find out. So let's get it started. Told you a lot to cover. Tim Bryant starts it off. And, man, we don't have any rain, brother. We did it.
Yeah, looks like we got a beautiful night. Kane, and, you know, by the way, this is the weather that we've ordered in advance for 2014.
I like that. And maybe even a touch of the snowball. I'd be all right with that.
I'd be okay with that, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about it. You know, really, like we said, it's been a tough year for promoters along the Gulf Coast. So much rain and so many issues, but we finally got it in, and now it's going to be a big night, and you're treating the fans to a special, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Finishing off 2013, hopefully in style. $5 admission is kind of appreciation for the fans that have hung with us this year. It's been tough, and you know, when you have a limited schedule to start with, and you have rain interfere with that, gosh, it just seems like you're all over the place. You can't even remember the last time we raced. Maybe the start of the season seemed a little grueling, but you know, now we're hungry for more. So already looking forward to next year and making plans for next year.
Yeah. And you know, we even talk about it. Here's championship night tonight, and already on the website, everybody go to mobilespeedway.net. You've already announced the 2013 awards banquet will be November 16th at the Classic Track Barn, which is a great facility.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time and, you know, send 2013 off by crowning our champions. Of course, three of them left to officially be crowned tonight. We've got a little drama in one of the divisions,
yeah.
But, of course, Daniel Hemric, John Hunter Nemechek ended up being the super late model champion with the abbreviated season that we have. But, you know, that's something that Mobile Speedway will be proud of in years to come, as there's a guy with a really, really bright future, his first ever championship at Mobile International Speedway. So congratulations to John Hunter Nemechek. Of course, back-to-back pro late model championships for Josh Bragg. So proud of Josh, and really anxious to get the 22 car out of Mississippi up on the pole in front of the Speedway so that Josh can kind of honor his championships for 2012 and 2013. Okie Mason, the Superstock champion.
Mm-hmm.
J.J. Day, the big championship in the pro truck division. Yep. So three to go tonight. Jamie Corey will wear the crown for the Bomber division when it's all said and done. in all likelihood, although Bob Bryant has a mathematical chance tonight with some extra points on the line qualifying in heat races and features, looks like Steve Buttrick's gonna carry the title there. The modified division, a little bit closer. Donald Crocker with a slim lead over Brandon Howell. Donnie Hamrick in sight. Both Howell and Hamrick were testing here last night, getting ready for tonight's race. And also in the Bomber division, B.J. Latham, Colin Kraft were testing here at the Speedway last night. They want to finish out the season with a win, points aside, you know.
And it's such a good class, and we're so excited. It kills us that we're not done with the Bomber. They're rebuilding, but we'll be ready and have it for the 23rd for that practice session for the Snowball Derby, the preview, which is always exciting. And it's amazing when you go to there, you'll see fans in the stands for that, just to come check out all the practicing, because that's the one day that you guys let us come do it without setting up some private time.
Yeah, that's November the 23rd. Yeah. It's a whole day on Saturday. We're actually planning some special things that day, the Snowball Derby preview. As you said, free grandstand admission, so folks can come and they don't have to spend the whole day. They can spend part of the day, an hour or two in the stands checking out the practice. The pits will be full of cars in every division, so a great variety of action going on that day.
Well, you know, you want to mention also, we got to give props to Thomas Prater coming back. He raced the whole ARCA season this year, grabbed ninth, and he'll be at the track tonight.
Yeah, Thomas is going to be at the Speedway. He's been out of town for the last 10 weeks, yeah. And quite a few weeks before that, with just a slight break or two. The ARCA series is a grueling series, and it's very commendable that they made every single race a top 10 in the final point standings. He finished ninth, so made Mobile proud. He's going to be at the Speedway tonight signing autographs, so looking forward to seeing Thomas back.
Well, let's shift gears really quick over to Five Flag Speedway. Again, obviously the championships have been abducted. Have you guys made any arrangements for the, the championship night over there? Like you have
actually, that's going to be the second Saturday in January. Will be our annual awards banquet. By the way, we will honor the Gulf Coast champions. New this year, we introduced Gulf Coast championships in every division, and the Gulf Coast title still up for grab in the modified division. That will be decided tonight. However, the rest of the Gulf Coast championship series, and once again, that's a compilation of the points between Pensacola and Mobile, but... Daniel Hamrick is the Gulf Coast, Sunoco Gulf Coast Series champion for the super late models. Bryce Thulibon, runner-up both at Pensacola and Mobile, has clinched the Gulf Coast Series championship in a pro late model division. Looks like it's either going to be Donnie Hamrick or Brandon Howell, depending on what happens tonight in the modified division. Oki Mason, the Gulf Coast champion in super stock. Chomper Stagner, Steve Buttrick, and... T.J. Williams, the guy that deserves a lot of credit.
Yeah.
T.J. Williams, congratulations to him. He's been a trooper, hadn't missed a race at either track, as a real ambassador for the sport.
Yeah, and he's got a great-looking car, and he's a mid-pack to sometimes up-front winner runner, and he's one of those drivers. He's a clean driver. He goes out there. He reminds me of the dirt driver Nathan Ingersoll, and sometimes he runs asphalt over at the tracks, too, and he tries to, but I tell you, even if he's having a bad day, he's got a smile on his face, and like you said, true ambassador to racing for sure.
He really is, and of all the seven Gulf Coast champions we name, I think that's going to be our proudest moment when we honor TJ, and that'll be on Sunday morning, December 8th at the Snowball Derby.
Well, let's talk about that. You had some announcements. Jegs is joining us again for the 46th annual Snowball Derby. They see the partnership, and it was great last year, I believe they were there. There was a lot of yellow everywhere I looked. They were well presented at the track.
Well, and stepped it up even more this year. They are now the presenting sponsor. It's the 46th annual Snowball Derby presented by Jegs. They're very involved in circle track racing. Of course, longtime drag racing involvement with that company, and they're opening up their circle track programs around the country, involved in a lot of tracks and series and tours. Wanted to be involved with the Snowball Derby, and so we're really proud to have them on board.
Now, tickets, obviously, you can still get them. This is the time to do it because it'll be a sellout again.
Well, it's looking favorable for that. Kane, ticket sales have been going very well, a little ahead of schedule from last year, we are open Monday through Friday at the track office, and you can call the Speedway office. All the information is on our website at snowballderby.com, and procure tickets, and you can just pick them up at will call when you get to the track. back, or, you know, for another few weeks, we're still mailing tickets for those who prefer to have them in hand. But looking forward to a big weekend, that's for sure.
And real quick, and we'll let you go because we got a lot to cover, but you're starting to get some good names, and I like the way the website is set up. You've guys got pictures of every division of drivers, and you said that this year you want to give more props, I guess, for lack of a better term, or you want to give them just their due, the local drivers, because they're a big part of what you do every weekend. And I'm looking at Kyle Benjamin, Grant Enfinger, obviously Chase Elliott, Anderson Bowen, just some of the bigger guys, but some of the local drivers. You've got Bomber guys up there and Sportsman guys up there, big, just like they would be if they were a late model driver.
Well, once again, the snowball begins. Of course, it starts with the Green Flag Party on Wednesday, December 4th, but on Thursday, snowball's going to be running, and then we have a snowball for the Bomber division, you know, for the Sportsman, and right on through the ranks. So it's an important event for all of those drivers, of course, and it all leads up to the super late model event. And by the way, got an entry this week from Talladega winner David Reagan, who will be back. Last year's pole sitter for the Snowball Derby. So David's coming back, and I talked to him on the phone day before yesterday. I said, gosh, David, it'd sure be nice if you won the Snowball Derby in Talladega in the same year. And he says the Snowball Trophy would rank right there beside Talladega.
Wow, doesn't that make you feel good? And that's the kind of passion these guys have. I mean, you looked at Kyle Busch when he came, and just any of the drivers, whether you be a regional or national, people, this is an international race. You got folks from Canada coming down.
Yeah, definitely from coast to coast. Derek Thorne, the guy who thrilled everybody 2 years ago with barrel rolling his car through turns one and two. The California driver has had a great 2013 season on the West Coast. Is coming in a week early, Thanksgiving at the Speedway, to get tuned in. He's coming back for redemption.
Yeah, that's going to be good. Well, I know you can get tickets. Go to snowballderby.com. And I know, Tim, you've got to go because you've got a lot to do to get ready for tonight. So, yay, we got it in, and we'll look forward to having you back on the show tomorrow. And we'll, I mean, I'm sorry, tomorrow. We're not doing it again. Sorry, next Saturday. And we'll get all the rundowns from tonight's racing.
Well, thank you, Kane. I always enjoy being with you. And once again, remind folks, a $5 ticket tonight of Sin 2013 out style.
Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And, you know, Kane Motorsports has had a great year this year. We got two poles, won five races, and a championship. And we're so thankful David Owens worked hard on the car, brand new car coming out. And again, we've got some sponsors. I got to thank them before we get into the next folks here. But McDonald's, our title sponsor now for 2014. And we got a pretty cool paint scheme. I think you're going to like the way Ronald looks on the hood. Also, thanks to Kathy at Bayside Insurance with two locations here in Mobile on the Eastern Shore. You can get auto insurance as low as $32 a month. Mobile Regional Airport also on board this year, and you know, you've got nonstop flights to Chicago through United. You can start your Christmas shopping early in downtown Chicago. Thanks to Dennis Aluminum and Foley, also Performance Graphics, Bay City Collision, Auto Painter Supply, Falsac Tires, love those guys. ShareGodsPower.com, a great website that a friend of mine, Ray, started. And if you check it out, it's got some great things, and just shows how cool it is to be a Christian. USFD Racing and K1 Race Gear. Now, as we get started, remember, today that charity fire truck pull going on. A parade starts at 9 o'clock. I'll be there by 10, and it's going to be at Mary G. Montgomery High School, and this is pretty cool. What it is, two adult visions. You guys have got up to, I think it's 8 people for the men, 10 for co-ed, and 12 for women, and you guys can have a tug-of-war and see if you can pull a fire truck from Sims Fire Department 13 feet. They've got some pretty cool awards, how fast you can do it, and all the money raised goes to a great benefiting Transplant Kids, which is a nonprofit organization that help kids that need transplants. So I'm just thrilled and honored to be there for USFD Racing. And another big event coming up now, you know, Cruising the Coast is going on this weekend. It's been awesome, like I've told you, to be driving around all week long and seeing these old cars down the interstate. And they're breaking the law. I'm just saying, I think the cops let them go because they're looking so good. I don't know if they'll do that in Foley next weekend or not, but it's a pretty cool show coming up there. And I've got one of the guys that's putting it on, Pastor Judd, there, right out there from Foley Assembly of God on the show this morning. And first of all, Pastor, thank you for coming on board. And you have a love for not race cars, but I'm just the old cars too. So when you guys started this car show with Alabama Teen Challenge, it was a perfect match, wasn't it?
Hey, good morning, Kane. Thank you for letting us come on the radio this morning. We do, and we're looking forward to the next week. Just excited about what's happening here at Baldwin County with Team Challenge and what they do. A great organization. Love Eric and Angela and what they do and help our community with their program. And we're going to support them next Saturday. And just some great cars. And last year we had a great success. And this year we're looking forward to it again.
Now, in Foley, where are you going to find the church? Obviously, you go down 59. It's not going to be hard to find a parking lot of old cars.
Right. You'll see them probably before you get there. But we're just south of the 59-98 intersection as you go south. Through Foley, and you'll see Zaxby's and Wells Fargo at our Azalea, East Azalea Avenue, and you just turn back east, and the church will be on the right, just a couple of blocks over from Tanger, and so we've got a lot of stuff right there in that area, but you'll be easy to find those cars for sure.
And you can actually pre-register if you've got a car you want to take this to. It's going to be huge. $20 online. Go to FoleyAssembly.com. It's FoleyAssembly.com, or you can register the day of the event for $25.
That's correct. And if you bring more than one car, we are doing a $5 discount for additional cars that you might bring. So, and all this is going to go to support Team Challenge.
And if anyone needs help driving any of those cars, we'll be glad to help.
You know it, man.
No kidding. Now, what were some of the kind of cars that you saw there last year?
We had from the classics, we've had hot rods, we had rat rods. Cool. We had folks come from as far as Biloxi with in Huntsville, Alabama, with some nice stuff. We even have imports that came. We had bikes, custom bikes. We've had four-wheel drive trucks. And it's not just a car show. It's truck and car show and bike show, actually.
So, you got a motor and some wheels, bring it on. You got a fast-looking, good-looking lawnmower, what the heck, we'll add it. If you want to put it in there, why not, right?
We can do that. Have you cut some grass while you're here.
That's right. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, we'll put you to work. Well, you got trophies just like all the other car shows do. You got best original, best custom. You're going to have best street rod, best rat rod, which I just love those things. You've got custom bikes, best GM, Ford, Mopar. You got best import, most unusual, and also furthest travel. And you got a lot more. So you guys have really poured into it this year. You got some amazing awards. And again, just really quick, when people hear Alabama Teen Challenge, because my wife Michelle and I are on the board of advisors there, been there for about a year, and we love Eric and Angela together as well. But you hear Alabama Teen Challenge, and they think it's a program for teens, and that's the furthest thing from it. Tell them a little bit about what Alabama Teen Challenge is.
Alabama Teen Challenge is a faith-based organization that helps people with life-controlling substances, drugs, and alcohol. It doesn't matter their age. The induction center takes men from teenage years up through they have age groups that go on up into age. So they're not just restricted to teenagers. And I know that sometimes people see that and say it's just for teenagers. But it's for anyone in their, in a situation that they need some help. And we believe in what they're doing. And we have been involved in it for a couple of years now with them. And they're doing a wonderful job in what they do. And it makes a difference in their lives.
Well, I've been to the facility, and like it is, these men check in and live there at this facility while they go through this, and it's almost like a Christian boot camp. It really is, so the way they run it, but with love.
Yes, that's exactly right. It's a place where people can focus on getting the help they need, aside from every other distractions, and are really taking it down to the bare essentials and the core of everything that makes it what it is. And it makes an impact in our community. That's why we're promoting it, because Baldwin County needs this. Mm-hmm. It's a great organization, and it fulfills a huge need in people's lives, and it impacts families and all over our area. And
I think everybody knows one person that's affected or is afflicted with something like that, some kind of addiction that they can't break.
Right, and it's a very like I said, the program is important because they've not just started recently. They've been around for several years. They just celebrated a 50-year anniversary, so it's not just here. It's in a lot of different locations, but right here in Baldwin County, we want to see it happen and go forward with success and bringing people to the help that they need. and be a productive citizen and part of our society that can contribute and be a person that can give back. And so we're excited to have Eric and Angel with us and what they're doing in the team up there.
Yeah,
great folks.
You go to alabamateenchallenge.org. You can really learn about the facility. And I implore a lot of you race teams. Now, there's a lot of people to listen to this, a lot of business owners. If you're really looking to help out some folks, they would take it. We've seen donations from food to toiletries to cash donations, and it's all based on donations to keep this place running. It's not they're not getting any help from state or federal. It's all brought to you by us. So it's great that you guys are doing this. Second annual car show again. What's the website one more time? And again, how do we find your church?
FoleyAssembly.com on East Azalea Avenue in Foley.
Okay.
And we do appreciate our sponsors as well. All the guys that have stepped up and sponsored trophies and donations and for door prizes that we're going to be giving away. It's just been incredible.
Well, we can't wait. I know I'll be down there now. I don't know. I'm not sure if we're going to bring the race car. Like, so we're not done with one, and I could bring you that beaten up one. Maybe the kids, we can let them swing at it with a hammer. They would love that.
Progress award game. So if somebody's working on something and not quite done, bring it.
Hey, there you go. It's what it's all about. Well, man, we appreciate it. I look forward to shaking your hand next Saturday. And again, you have a blessed day and looking forward to helping out Alabama Teen Challenge.
Thank you, Kane.
Absolutely. All right, coming up next, well, we've got to take it up to Charlotte. And standing by, man, this guy has got two radio shows to do today. And you know what? I love you, Matt Weaver, because he picked ours first. Yeah! Charlotte. How about Kyle Busch? 8 wins down there in the Nationwide Series. That and a lot more coming up. Hang on. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flags Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, Deep South Speedway, and Mobile Regional Airport, all fine sponsors of the show. So Charlotte, 8 is great for Busch in Charlotte. How about it, man? And I really didn't think he was going to be the guy that took it home. One of the guys that was there, and he's on tour. I've already decided to call Matt Weaver now the actual... Well, how'd I say it? Like, you're a deadhead of racing. You travel. If there's a race old school, you're going to go to it. Matt Weaver, he's with us with Popular Speed, SB Nation, and last night, Busch does it again. Man, he looked like he didn't have a chance, and then he turns it on with 10 laps to go.
You know, Derek, it's rinse, lather, repeat. If you get to a race in the Nationwide Series where you're not picking Kyle Busch, then you're just doing it wrong because Kyle Busch is doing it right. But, you know, it was the same ending, a little bit different movie, though, because you had a great race. I thought Sam Hornish had the winning combination there with, you know, 10 laps to go, and he just couldn't hold on. And that's the guy I'm really disappointed for because, you know, he lost the championship lead last weekend at Kansas. He entered tonight 8 points back and was really in a position where he could have capitalized and got some points on Austin Dillon. Not only did he lose the lead to Kyle Busch, he also lost second place to Dillon, and so instead of gaining, he actually entered at the same spot where he left at the same spot where he entered, 8 points back, and now there's only 5 races remaining.
And 8 points is actually a lot when they're running as close as they were, and boy, they were right on each other there for a while, but there was some respect, it looked like. I mean, after the race on TV, you could see those guys talking. They were, you know, they seemed to have smiles on their faces, so I know these guys are pretty fierce competitors on the track, as almost every driver is, but for them to be able to sit back there and chat about it afterwards, Dillon and Hornish, they did all right.
You know, one last note on that. I'm somewhat disappointed. I don't have a problem with the Cup guys running Nationwide races. I wish they would start them in the back to make it a better show, give them a chance to actually race with the younger guys. But I kept thinking to myself, when we saw Dillon and Hornish fighting for second and for the championship lead, how cool would it be if those guys were racing for the win and racing for the championship instead of being second fiddle to yet another Cup Series bushwhacker, all puns intended.
You know, there's a fine line there. You know, even we were watching a race last night. My wife said, you know, I really don't like it when the Cup guys can come down here and race with these guys. It's not fair. So, I mean, and there's an open can of worms. But, you know, the Nationwide guys, they don't seem to, you know, I don't know, do they complain about it? You're there at the track. How do they handle that situation? Just it makes them make their game up a little higher, I would think.
Well, you know, earlier this year, I talked to a lot of guys. And the general consensus was, is we love having them in the series. Mm-hmm. We love the extra visibility they give us. We love racing against them. But you know what? As the season has gone on, and when we start talking to more of the guys, you're starting to see a little bit of a shift. Kelly Crandall, who is my partner in crime at Popular Speed, mm-hmm. we both talked to Parker Kligerman, Johanna Long, and a bunch of those guys yesterday, and you're starting to see that change of perspective where it's like, we love racing against them, but at the same time, this is starting to get old because they're taking our spots, they're taking our wins, they're taking our points away, and you can't beat them because it's not about driving talent. It's that the Cup guys also come in and they get all the Cup team rides. Mm-hmm. So, you're driving for the same team in the Cup Series that you are in the Nationwide Series, and the guys like Kligerman, the guys like Long, they're having to race in, B-level equipment, and that's the sticking point.
Well, you mentioned Johanna Long, and you had also on Facebook, we follow you quite a bit here from the show. Interesting news, and I had not heard this, Johanna has no ride for next year, so this deal is done. Can you kind of go into words? And I mean, that's big news for Johanna. Obviously, I'm sure she'll be down here for the Snowball Derby. Be a shocker if she wasn't, but what did she say about this, and what are they trying to do? She's on TV. She's getting a lot of positive press because she's actually a female driver that does good. Not saying anything else, but you know what I mean.
Absolutely. A friend of mine joked on the Facebook page that, while Johanna Long is struggling to get a ride, you have a bona fide actress in the Sprint Cup Series. There's not a lot of arguments against that either, because while Johanna's paying her dues in Nationwide, Danica really hasn't. But yeah, I caught up with Joe yesterday at Charlotte Motor Speedway, and most of us that followed her career knows that once she left the late models back home in the Gulf Coast, she got up with Mary Louise Miller, the 70 car that we see her in the Nationwide Series on TV, and it was a two-year deal. It was a two-year deal, partial season, and that was what she was going to do in 2012 and 2013. Mm-hmm. And once that was over, it was up to her and her group to hopefully have a team interested in picking her up. And this is the point of the season where most drivers have a pretty good idea of what they're going to do next season. And when I asked Joe, she said, I just have no idea. I haven't talked to anyone yet. No one's talked to me. We've reached out and sent some feelers out. We haven't got anything back. And, just talking to her and listening to the dejection in her voice, I'm starting to have real doubts that this could be it, which is a shame because, we hate to compare her to Danica just based on gender, but she can be that alternative, and she's certainly a popular driver. She's gritty. Everyone loves that personality, and I think it would carry over well to whatever brand would give her a shot, but we've got to have that brand to give her a shot, and the companies just aren't lining up because, unfortunately, sex sells, and Johanna just doesn't want to provide that part of her game, and we can't blame her. That's not who she is.
Yeah.
She's a tomboy.
Yeah.
I just can't help but think there's a brand that would fit, and they're missing out, and she's missing out. We've got to get these two entities together.
Yeah, because she has the talent. Watching her now, she's got caught up in some stuff, and she's made a few mistakes, rookie mistakes, and you've even heard it. But, I mean, when ESPN or TNT or ABC or what used to be Speed Channel has her on a lot, talks about her when she's running good a lot, that's got to be something that a sponsor is going to look at and say, well, gosh, man, she is getting a lot of stuff. And the equipment has not been, the best stuff that you could have, like you said earlier. The Cup drivers got the good stuff. They're piecing it together out of Wabash, Indiana, which is a small, nothing community, and that's where the shop is. And look how good she's done.
Yeah, she finished 17th yesterday in Charlotte.
Yeah.
And, first she will be at the Snowball.
Good.
So she's got her short track background, so she always does well at places like Iowa and Richmond that require a little bit of braking and having to fight the steering wheel. But, she came into this deal, and I asked her what was her weakness, and she said, well, coming into this whole Nationwide Series experiment, it was going to be the mile and a half, so these high-speed speedways, the high-bank speedways. And she said, I really do feel like I've overcome a lot of the obstacles there, and I've learned. I've learned how to tell my team what sort of adjustments you have to make, especially in a complicated race like this weekend where they practice every single session during the day and the race was at night. And she says, when I first got here, that was hard for me because I didn't know what the car was going to do. And she says, I've done that. Now I just need that chance to take it to the next level. And, you know, I don't know if it's on her side or if there's some sort of disconnect when she goes to present herself to sponsors, but right now it's not looking good.
And that's a shame. We hope and pray for good things for our very own Joe along the Gulf Coast. So you're on tour. You're going to watch the Charlotte race tonight. Dustin Long standing by with MRN here in just a couple minutes. And we'll go over the rundown of Gordon being on front and everything like that. But how about where you go tomorrow? You got a caravan of six other reporters. You just finalized it a few minutes ago. You're going to Winchester for the 400. Wow.
Yeah, this one I'm really excited about. This is one of the few races. You know, I'm all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
This is one of the few races that I have not knocked off my bucket list yet. And this is the Winchester 400, Winchester, Indiana.
Yeah.
This is one of the big four, the grand slam of super late model racings. Yeah. We, of course, have the Snowball Derby back home. We have the All-American 400, which is part of the Southern Super Series in Nashville. Ditto, the World Crown 300 in Gresham Motorsports Park in Georgia. And this is kind of the fourth race of that grand slam event. And you've got 38 super late models on the ground this weekend. Some familiar names to our listeners at the Gulf Coast with the Snowball Derby. We got the defending Derby champion, Eric Jones, who, interesting story, is driving the Kyle Busch 51 that he beat last year at the Derby.
Awesome.
And that race made his career. So he's there. We've got Augie Grill from Hayden, Alabama. Yeah. He'll be there. Always really good when he goes to the Midwest.
Well, and that track is amazing. I've been there. That's where my family's from in that area. Mm-hmm. And like you said, it's a half mile. They call it the world's fastest half mile. It can be a bull ring and a lot of damaged cars on a big race. Like it's just like the Snowball, like you said.
Oh yeah, the bravest drivers in the super late model series. they go to that place, and that's where careers are made. And you know, a lot of the Southern Super Series guys are going to go up there. This is actually a ARCA CRA Super Series event. So a little different sanctioning body, but it's the best drivers that you're going to see in about, you know, 2 months here at the Snowball. And so certainly this is a bit of a preview. So I'm excited to show my readers and your listeners, you know, a little bit of a preview for the Derby.
Well, I tell you, Matt, we got to have you on again next week if you have time and you've slept, and we'd like to have you on to talk about the Winchester race and then also give us just one more synopsis as we're getting ready to go to Talladega next as well, and that'll be a big crapshoot. Are you going to Dega or are you going to take some rest?
Yeah, I've got Talladega on the schedule next week, and I'll be at Martinsville for the Cup weekend after that, so no rest for the weary. We can rest when we're gone.
That's right.
And that's my mentality.
Spoken like a true racer, baby. Well, how do we keep track of you at the track?
The best way to keep track of me is on Twitter. I love social media.
Oh, yeah.
I've got at Matt Weaver, SBN, Sports Blog Nation, on Twitter. Facebook, Matt Weaver, SBN. And that'll pretty much, you know, take you everything you need to know. All the stories from Popular Speed, all the stories from SB Nation. And, you know, the websites are popularspeed.com and sbnation.com/NASCAR.
Matt, we appreciate it. Talk to you next week, and have a great one, brother.
Thanks, buddy. See ya.
Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, thanks to all the sponsors, Mobile International Speedway. Yes, to getting it in tonight. The final race of the season starts at 7 o'clock. Only $5 to get in. Also, Five Flag Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, Deep South Speedway, and Mobile Regional Airport. Also, I want to remind you, it starts in just a few minutes now. They've got the charity fire truck pull that's going on. It's the first annual. It's the Ultimate Tug of War Challenge at Mary G. Montgomery. It's a great team building event. It's going to be pretty cool. They've got teams of 8 men, 10 co-ed, and 12 women. You've got the fire department out there. They're going to actually drag a fire truck 13 feet. They're doing it in a timed amount, and all the proceeds are going to be going to Transplant Kids, which is a nonprofit organization, and we're going to be out there in a little bit emceeing event. So excited to be there. Guys, I'll be there about 10. I know you guys are listening. Dustin Long with MRN is at the home track back in Charlotte, and Bush does it again. We just talked with Matt Weaver from SB Nation and also Popular Speed. He ran down the nationwide race, but let me ask you, Dustin, with Gordon fast this past weekend, second pole, is he the guy to pick, or do you have to look at Busch, or again, Kevin Harvick's in the mix as well? Good morning.
Morning. Well, you know, the thing that's been interesting, there's been 8 races on 1.5 mile tracks, which is the size of Charlotte Motor Speedway, And of those eight races, only three drivers have won this season. Matt Kenseth and Kyle Busch out of Joe Gibbs Racing, and Kevin Harvick with Richard Childress Racing. Harvick obviously won last week at Kansas, and he won the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte in May. So, you know, obviously Hendrick Motorsports is 0 for the season on 1.5-mile tracks. Jeff Gordon, as you say, starts on the pole, was fast in practice on Thursday. You know, got the benefit of the last car to go out in qualifying, and got the pole. And was it three of the last three guys in the qualifying draw all qualified the top four. So, you know, those cars were fast cars anyway. You know, I expect a strong performance out of Jeff Gordon. That team is surging. I think he's got top tens in like five of the last six of the last seven races. And in his position now, I mean, he's got to keep pushing it. You know, he's moved up to fourth in the points, 32 points back. So, you know, the time is now. He's had his one bad race.
I was going to say, if he has one more, he's pretty much done, right?
Well, it just depends. But, I mean, obviously, you know, as drivers talk about, it's like you got to get, you know, you race to Talladega, and then after Talladega, you look at where the points are, and in essence, in one sense, the chase truly begins there, because you know where you're at. Yeah. You've got four races to go. You know what the possibilities are. If you're 30, 40 points out, it's probably not going to happen unless some crazy stuff happens. I mean, you know, obviously they're racing for the chase the whole 10 races, but the first five is survivor. And you're just trying not to get voted off the island. And,
that's good.
You know,
booted
Casey
off,
Kane,
yeah.
Casey Kane's 13th of the points, yeah. Gone. Ryan Newman, 12th of the points, see ya. Carl Edwards, 11th. You know, those guys, you know, they're not going to win the championship. But, you know, it's about staying clean these first few races. You know, Gordon didn't do that at New Hampshire, went into the pits leading. Overshot this pit stall, had to back up, cost time on pit roads, went from leading to returning to the track in 20th or 22nd, finished 15th. Even if he finishes 5th in that race, you know, that's still a good performance, but he finished 15th. He lost essentially 10 points. You know, those points are all important, and, you know, it's going to be a big thing. I think another key thing to watch tonight is Matt Kenseth. He's starting 20th. This is one of his worst starting positions he's had all season. And, you know, obviously, 500-mile race, you've got plenty of time to work your way to the front. That's something that Matt said. And but the thing is, you know, it's going to probably be a little bit of a challenge. How easily will he get to work up to the field? And you know, one of the benefits of starting up front, which is, you know, something that, you know, Jimmy Johnson will have, is that by starting up front, it's easier to get up there and lead a lap, get that bonus point. And as Matt said the other day, hey, every point matters.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
News away from the track. Travis Kropel arrested for a domestic abuse to his wife, I guess is the way to put it. NASCAR says you can race. Is there a fine line? I was talking with this at dinner last night with the family, and they were saying, well, you know, you got to look. NASCAR could technically, and this is just us thinking, but could NASCAR get sued if they would not let him race because he is innocent until proven guilty? What's the fine line, and how does NASCAR make that decision?
I don't know about all the lawyer stuff. I mean, you can sue anybody for anything.
Yeah,
you know, it depends, you know, whether you're going to win or not is another thing. The fact of the matter is, you know, here's there's two big issues that you're looking at for NASCAR. If you deny Travis Kropel or anybody the opportunity to race, then you're denying them their due process. And what about innocent until proven guilty?
Right.
And what about if, you know, what if charges are later dropped, whether it's this case or some other case in the future, and you've already suspended the driver and they've already missed a bunch of races. Now, the other point you can make is that this weekend and tonight and even last night, there are a bunch of cars out on the track that have pink on them or pink color schemes for breast cancer awareness, certainly a major women's initiative.
Yeah.
And now you have a driver that'll be out there on that same track who has been charged with an assault on a female. So what kind of a message does that send? You know, in one sense, NASCAR can do whatever it wants. I mean, it's got the power to say its actions detrimental to the sport. But if you do that, again, you know, what about a person's right to due process? What about innocent until proven guilty?
Wow. Well, yeah, that's a good, well-spoken. And we've got about a minute and a half left. I want to ask you really quick, Martin Truex, news possibly going to Furniture Row Racing, but off the air you were saying a lot of indications Napa probably won't go there that way with him. So what's it look like and what have you heard this week?
You know, the indication seems to be that, you know, Truex could end up at Furniture Row. It seems like the most logical place. I think there was some talk about maybe trying to get him over at Joe Gibbs Racing. But again, you got to find sponsorship. And if Napa's not going to go over, or somebody else, and it's so late to go try to find a, you know, 15, 7, you know, especially for Gibbs organization, like, you know, probably 15 million plus sponsor. And it's, I mean, actually, they've been looking all year, you know, but to really kind of hammer it out now is tough. So unless something happens, that Truex's best bet is probably going to be Furniture Row, a team that's got its own sponsorship and some place that he can slip in there. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, the options are limited. They're limited for him. They're limited for a guy like Jeff Burton. They're limited for a guy like Bobby Labonte looking. So, you know, there aren't many options out there for guys right now.
Yeah, that's true. What do you think about Larson and his debut at Charlotte tonight?
Well, he was certainly impressive last night, running the high line, and Kyle Busch, the winner, even credited Kyle Larson, saying that, you know, Kyle Larson showed us that you could run the high line because nobody thought you could run way up there up against the wall like Kyle was doing, Kyle Larson was doing, and Larson was making up a lot of time, and certainly an impressive performance tonight. It's just about getting experience, getting laps, and hey, if he gets a top 20, then
be
it's
happy.
A great night.
Yeah. Well, how do we keep track of you at the track? We've got about 20 seconds to wrap up the show, Dustin.
On Twitter, at Dustin Long, and that's just at DustinLong. And also on our website at MRN.com. That's Motor Racing Network's website, MRN.com.
I'm picking Gordon. Who are you going with?
You know, I'm going to go with Jimmy Johnson. I think Henry Motorsports breaks out of their mile and a half swamp. So,
yeah.
And another thing for your fans, for your Dale Jr. fans, it'll be his 500th career start tonight. And on MRN.com, we've got to look back at some of the key starts in his career if they want to take a look at that.
There you go, Dustin Long. Thank you so much for wrapping up the show with us. And again, and we'll do it again. We'll see you at Mary G. Montgomery now, a big celebrity in fire truck pull.
If
see you
you'd
there.
Like to be featured on Full Throttle Racing with Kane, email us at fullthrottleracingwithkane@yahoo.com. And we may have you and your race team on the air. Join us again next Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. for another hour of local and national racing news on Full Throttle Racing with Kane.